భాగవతం 10th క్యాంటు 58th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ 1 దశ అట్టావన ఏకి ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ప్రతితాం పురుషోత్తమః ఇంద్రప్రస్థం గతః శ్రీమాన్ జుజుధానాదిభిర్వృతః ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ప్రతితాన్ పురుషోత్తమః ఇంద్రప్రస్థం గతః శ్రీమాన్ జుజుధానాదిభిర్వృతః ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ప్రతితాన్ పురుషోత్తమః ఇంద్రప్రస్థాగత శ్రీమాన్ యుధానాదివృత ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ప్రతితాన్ పురుషోత్తమః ఇంద్రప్రస్థాగత శ్రీమాన్ యుధానాదివృత గట్ ఇట్ 10:58 ఏకదా పాండవాన్ ద్రష్టుం ప్రతితాన్ పురుషోత్తమః ఇంద్రప్రస్థాగత శ్రీమాన్ యుధానాదివృత హాయ్ కృష్ణ సో విల్ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ టు అవర్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ న్యూ చాప్టర్ భాగవత 10th క్యాంటు 58th చాప్టర్ అండ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ది టైటిల్ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్స్ మ్యారేజ్ టు 5 ప్రిన్సెస్ ఆజి ఆమె గోటి నూతన అధ్యాయ పాఠ కరివా ఆరంభ కరివా దశమ స్కంద 58 అధ్యాయ జో అధ్యాయరే శీర్షక హోసంది భగవాన్ పాంచటి రాణి పాంచటి కన్యాక వివాహ రాజ కన్యాక వివాహ కరివే పాంచటి భగవాన్ రాణి హే తేణు ఆజి ఆమె ఏ అధ్యాయ ఆరంభ కలె సో ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ దేర్ ఆర్ 58 వర్సెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫస్ట్ టు 12 దిస్ వర్సెస్ డిస్క్రైబ్ అవర్ కృష్ణ గోస్ టు ఇంద్రప్రస్థ Then from 13 to 23, this 11 verses, the Lord meets Kalindi. He will be the fourth wife of the Lord. From 24 to 29, the Lord's marriage with Kalindi will be described. And 30 to 31, these two verses, the Lord's marriage with Mitra Binda will be described. From 32 to 35, 32 to 55, that is... 24 verses, the Lord's marriage with Nagnajit will be described. From 56 to 58, the Lord's marriage with the rest of the princess, like Bhadra, Lakshmana, will be described. And Anarani, many other princes, 16,108 wives. Of course, for this 16,100 wives, it will be in another chapter, that is 59th chapter. ତେଣୁ ଏହି ଅଧ୍ୟାୟରେ ଆମେ ଶୁଣିବା ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ପାଞ୍ଚ ଜଣ ରାଜକନ୍ୟାଙ୍କୁ ବିବାହ କରିବେ ଏକରୁ ବାର ଭଗବାନ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ଯାଉଛନ୍ତି 13-23 କାଳିନ୍ଦୀଙ୍କ ସହିତ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ମିଳନ ହେବ 24-28 ଭଗବାନ କାଳିନ୍ଦୀଙ୍କ ସହିତ ବିବାହ କରିବେ 30-31 ଏହି ଦୁଇଟି ଅଧ୍ୟାୟ ଦୁଇଟି ଶ୍ଳୋକରେ ମିତ୍ରବିନ୍ଦାଙ୍କ ସହିତ ବିବାହ କରିବେ 32-55 ନାଗନଜ୍ୟୋତିଙ୍କ ସହିତ ବିବାହ କରିବେ 56-58 ଏଥିରେ ଭଦ୍ରା ଲକ୍ଷ୍ମଣ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟ ରାଣୀମାନଙ୍କ ବିଷୟରେ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯିବ ବିବାହ ବିଷୟରେ। ତେଣୁ ଏଇଭଳି ଭାବରେ ଯେ 58 ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ସ ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ 58 ଭର୍ସେସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି ନାଇସ୍। 58 ଅଧ୍ୟାୟରେ 58 ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅଛନ୍ତି। ତେଣୁ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଟୁଡେ ୱି ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ ଟେକ୍ସଟ୍ 1। ସୋ ଏକଦା ପାଣ୍ଡବାନ୍ ଦ୍ରଷ୍ଟୁମ୍ ୱାନ୍ସ ଦ ଲର୍ଡ଼ ୱାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ଗୋଟେ ଥରେ ଭଗବାନ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନଙ୍କୁ ଦର୍ଶନ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଯାଇଥିଲେ। ଏକଦା ପାଣ୍ଡବାନ୍ ଦ୍ରଷ୍ଟୁମ୍ ପ୍ରତିଦାନ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ଯେଉଁ ଆ ପୂର୍ବରୁ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଇଥିଲା ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ଲକ୍ଷା ଭବନରେ ଦାହ ହୋଇଯାଇଥିଲେ। ତେଣୁ ସମସ୍ତ ଲୋକମାନେ ଭାବୁଥିଲେ ଯେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ମୃତ୍ୟୁବରଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି। କିନ୍ତୁ ତାପରେ ଯେତେବେଳେ ସେ ବିବାହ କଲେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ବିବାହ କଲେ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀଙ୍କୁ ବିବାହ କଲେ ସେତେବେଳେ ସମସ୍ତେ ଜାଣିଲେ ଯେ ପ୍ରକୃତରେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ହୋଇନାହିଁ, ସେମାନେ ବଞ୍ଚିକି ରହିଛନ୍ତି, ସେମାନେ ଜୀବିତ ଅଛନ୍ତି। ତେଣୁ ପ୍ରତିତାନ ପ୍ରତିତାନ କହିଲେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ଜୀବିତ ଅଛନ୍ତି ବୋଲି ସମସ୍ତେ ଜାଣିଲେ। ଜଣେ ଯେଉଁ ବହୁତ ପପୁଲାର ବ୍ୟକ୍ତି, ଜଣେ ବହୁତ କ'ଣ ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କର ପ୍ରିୟ ବ୍ୟକ୍ତିର ବିୟୋଗରେ କେତେ ଶୋକ ନ ହେବ। ଏବଂ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଜାଣିବେ ଯେ ପ୍ରକୃତରେ ତାଙ୍କ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ହୋଇନି, ତାର ସେଭରାଲ୍ ଇନ୍ସିଡେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଏହିଭଳି ଭାବରେ ୱିଲ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ଦ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ପ୍ରିଭିୟସ୍ଲି ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଇନ୍ସିଡେଣ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ଦେ ୱାର୍ ବିଲିଭ୍ ଟୁ ବି ଡାଏଡ୍, ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମିନ୍ସ ଦେ ୱାର୍ ବର୍ନ୍ ଟୁ ଆସେସ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଲକ୍ଷା ଭବନ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଲକ୍ଷା ଭବନ ଇନ୍ ବାରଣାସୀ। ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ମ୍ୟାକିନେସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପୌରବସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ପୁଟ୍ ଟୁ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବାରଣାବର୍ତ୍ତ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ୟାଲେସ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ବର୍ନ୍ ଟୁ ଆସେସ୍। ସୋ ଦିସ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ୱାର୍ ବିଲିଭ୍ ଟୁ ବି ଟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଡାଏଡ୍, ବଟ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ଏସ୍କେପ୍, ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ଏସ୍କେପ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫାଇନାଲି ଦେ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ। ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍, ବଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ମହାଭାରତ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଡିଟେଲ୍। ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀଙ୍କ ଯେଉଁ ବିବାହ ହୋଇଥିଲା ସେଇଟା ମହାଭାରତରେ ବିସ୍ତାର ଭାବରେ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଇଛି, ଭାଗବତମରେ ଏତେ ବିସ୍ତାର ଭାବରେ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଏ ନାହିଁ। ତେଣୁ ୱେନ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ନ୍ୟୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଆର୍ ଆଲାଇଭ୍, ହାଉ ମଚ୍ ହାପି ଉଡ୍ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ଦେ ଉଡ୍ ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍, କେତେ ସେମାନେ ଆନନ୍ଦିତ ନ ହୋଇଥିବେ। କାରଣ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ସବୁ ପ୍ରକାର ଭଲ ଗୁଣ ତାଙ୍କର ଥିଲା, ସବୁ ପ୍ରକାର ଭଲ ଗୁଣ ଥିଲା। ଯେମିତି ଆମର ଗୋଟେ ଇତିହାସ ରହିଛି, ଭାରତ ଇତିହାସ ରହିଛନ୍ତି, ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଭେରି ପପୁଲାର ପର୍ସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଆୱାର ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ କଣ୍ଟ୍ରି, ହିଜ୍ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନାରାୟଣ, କି ନାରାୟଣ ତ ନା, ଇଜ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ମାନେ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ କେମ୍ ଟୁ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍, ଇଟ୍ କେମ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହି ୱାର୍ କିଲ୍, ଆଇ ମିନ୍ ହି ଡାଏଡ୍ ଜସଲୋକ ହସ୍ପିଟାଲ, ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ହିଜ୍ ନେମ୍, ସମ୍ ନାରାୟଣ ଅନ୍ ପଲିଟିସିଆନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର, ହିଜ୍ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସମ୍ ନାରାୟଣ, ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ରିମେମ୍ବର ଇଟ୍, ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଟ୍ଲି ନୋ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିଲ୍ଲୀ ସମଥିଙ୍ଗ ଲାଇକ୍ ଜସଲୋକ ହସ୍ପିଟାଲ, ହିଜ୍ ନେମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର, ଭେରି ଫେମସ୍ ପଲିଟିସିଆନ୍। ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଡିକ୍ଲେୟାର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହି ଡାଏଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହସ୍ପିଟାଲ, ଜସଲୋକ ହସ୍ପିଟାଲରେ ଜଣେ ହେଇଛି, କ'ଣ ତାଙ୍କ ନାଁ କି ନାରାୟଣ ରହିଛନ୍ତି, ସିଏ ମୃତ୍ୟୁବରଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି ବୋଲି ଜଣାପଡ଼ିଲା। ତେଣୁ ସମସ୍ତେ ଅଲ୍ ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ସ୍ୟାଡ୍, ବଟ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଏଗେନ୍ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍ କେମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ହି ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଡେଡ୍, ହି ଇଜ୍ ଲାଇଭ୍, ପ୍ରକୃତରେ ସିଏ ମୃତ୍ୟୁବରଣ କରିନାହାନ୍ତି, ସିଏ ଜୀବିତ ଅଛନ୍ତି। ତେଣୁ ଅଲ୍ ବିକେମ୍, ଅଲ୍ ପିପୁଲ୍ ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ହାପି। ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ହିଷ୍ଟ୍ରି ସମ୍ ଇୟର୍ସ ବ୍ୟାକ୍। ସିମିଲାର୍ଲି ୱେନ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍, ୱେନ୍ ଦେ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍ କେମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଆର୍ ଆଲାଇଭ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ, ସୋ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଇମାଜିନ୍ ହାଉ ପିପୁଲ୍ ୱୁଡ୍ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ହାପି, ପର୍ଟିକୁଲାର୍ଲି ଦୋଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର, ଦୋଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର। ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର ଇଜ୍ ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଡେ ମିରଟ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ୟୁପି, ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର ଇଜ୍ ମିରଟ ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଡେ, ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମିରଟ, ଆଟ୍ ଦ ଟାଇମ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର। ସୋ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁରବାସୀ ମାନେ କେତେ ଆନନ୍ଦିତ ନ ହୋଇଥିବେ, ତାଙ୍କର ଯୁବରାଜ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟମାନେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ଜୀବନ ଧାରଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି ଜାଣିକରି ସେମାନେ କେତେ ଆନନ୍ଦ ନ ହୋଇଥିବେ। ସୋ ହିୟର୍ ଇଟ୍ ସେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ରତିତାନ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ଼ ଅଲସୋ ବିକେମ୍ ହାପି। ଅଫକୋର୍ସ ଦ ଲର୍ଡ଼ ନୋଜ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ, ଭଗବାନ ସବୁ ଜାଣନ୍ତି, କିନ୍ତୁ ତଥାପି ଭଗବାନ ଆସିଲେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଦେଖିବା ପାଇଁ। ଦ୍ରଷ୍ଟୁଂ ପ୍ରତିତାନ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ହିୟର୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ଼ ଇଜ୍ ସେଟ୍ ଆଜ୍ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ବେଷ୍ଟ ଆମଙ୍ଗ ଅଲ୍ ଦି ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ ବିଙ୍ଗସ୍। ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ଦି ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ମହାରାଜ ଇଜ୍ ଗିଭିନ୍ ଦି ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ଆଟ୍ ଦ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ। ଆଜ୍ ଆଇ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଡେ ଇନ୍ ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା ଇଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଅତୋସ୍ମି ଲୋକ ବେଦେଚ ପ୍ରଥିତ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ହି ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଲର୍ଡ଼ ପ୍ରଥିତ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ। ସୋ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ନଟ୍ ଟୁ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର, ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ, ବିକଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ମହାଭାରତ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱାନ୍ସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱେନ୍ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ଦେୟାର ଆଲାଇଭ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦ୍ରୁପଦ କନ୍ୟା ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ ଦ୍ରୁପଦ ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ପଞ୍ଜାବ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ ୱାଜ୍ ଦ୍ରୁପଦ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହିଜ୍ ସନ୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ନୋ ଚିଲଡ୍ରେନ୍ ବଟ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଫାୟାର୍ ସାକ୍ରିଫାଇସ୍ ହି ଗଟ୍ ଦିଜ୍ ଟୁ ଚିଲଡ୍ରେନ୍, ୱାନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦୃଷ୍ଟଦ୍ରୁମ୍ନ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆନଦର ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ। ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ ଯାଜ୍ଞସେନୀ, ସି କେମ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଯଜ୍ଞ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ସାଇ ସି ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଯାଜ୍ଞସେନୀ। ସୋ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ ସି ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନିୟର୍ ବାଇ ହସ୍ତିନା ଆଇ ମିନ୍ ମିରଟ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର ଇଜ୍ ନିୟର୍ ବାଇ ପ୍ଲେସ୍। ସୋ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମ୍ୟାରେଜ୍ ଟୁକ୍ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ଦି କିଙ୍ଗ ଅଫ୍ ଆଇ ମିନ୍ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର ଧୃତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଆଲାର୍ମ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହୋ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ କିଲ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଆଲାଇଭ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆର୍ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଏ ପ୍ରିନ୍ସେସ୍। ସୋ ଦେ ବିକିମ୍ ଆଫ୍ରେଡ୍ ଯେତେବେଳେ କ'ଣ ଯେ ଧୃତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ମହାରାଜ ଜାଣିଲେ ଯେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନେ ମୃତ୍ୟୁବରଣ କରିନାହାନ୍ତି, ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନଙ୍କ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ସମ୍ବାଦ ଶୁଣି ସେମାନେ ମିଥ୍ୟା କ୍ରନ୍ଦନ କରୁଥିଲେ, କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍ ଦି ସେଡ୍ କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍ କୁମ୍ଭୀର କାନ୍ଦଣା ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଏ, କୁମ୍ଭୀର କାନ୍ଦଣା କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ସମ୍ ପ୍ରହାପ୍ସ ଟିୟର୍ସ କମ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଇଟ୍ସ ଆଇଜ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ସ୍ୟାଡ୍ ବଟ୍ ସମ୍ ଅଦର୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଟିୟର୍ସ କମ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ ଆଇଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍ କୁମ୍ଭୀର କାନ୍ଦଣା ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଏ। ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ସି ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଆଇ ମିନ୍ କୁମ୍ଭୀର କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ସରୋ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ସରି ଅର୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଏ ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରେସ୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନ୍ ବଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଦେନ୍ ସମ୍ ଡ୍ରପ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ୱାଟର୍ କମ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଇଟ୍ସ ଆଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ କୁମ୍ଭୀର କାନ୍ଦଣା କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍। ସୋ ଆଟ୍ ଦ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଡେଥ୍ ଦେ ୱେଆର୍ ସେଡିଂ କ୍ରୋକୋଡାଇଲ୍ ଟିୟର୍ ଦିଜ୍ ଧୃତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲ୍ ଦି ହଣ୍ଡ୍ରେଡ୍ ବ୍ରଦର୍ସ କୌରବ ହଣ୍ଡ୍ରେଡ୍ ବ୍ରଦର୍ସ ସେମାନେ ସବୁ କୁମ୍ଭୀର କାନ୍ଦଣା କରୁଥିଲେ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଫକୋର୍ସ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଅଲରେଡ଼ି ଡିସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ପ୍ରିଭିୟସ୍ଲି ଇଭିନ୍ ଲର୍ଡ଼ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବଳରାମ ଦେ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ହସ୍ତିନାପୁର ଟୁ ସିମ୍ପାଥାଇଜ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦେମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ପ୍ରାଏଡ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବଳରାମ ଦେ ଅଲ୍ସୋ ପ୍ରାଏଡ୍ ଆଲଙ୍ଗ ୱିଥ୍ ଭୀଷ୍ମଦେବ ବିଦୁର ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ରୋଣାଚାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ପ୍ରାଏଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ ନ୍ୟୁଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଡିମାଇଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନଙ୍କ ମୃତ୍ୟୁରେ ସମସ୍ତେ କ୍ରନ୍ଦନ କରୁଥିଲେ, ଏମିତିକି ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଏବଂ ବଳରାମ ମଧ୍ୟ ଯାଇକି ସେଠି କ୍ରନ୍ଦନ କରୁଥିଲେ। ଶୋକସଭା ଗୋଟେ ହେଇଥିଲା, ଶୋକସଭା ହେଇଥିଲା, କିନ୍ତୁ କୌରବ ଫେଲ୍ ଦ ସମ ଅର୍ ଅଦର୍ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ଏବୁଲ୍ ଟୁ କିଲ୍ ଦେମ୍ ଫାଇନାଲି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ ଭେରି ବିଗିନିଂ ଦେ ମେଡ୍ ସମ୍ ମେକିନେସନ୍ ଅର୍ ସମ୍ ମେଡ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ପ୍ଲାନ୍ସ ଟୁ କିଲ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ ଭେରି ବିଗିନିଂ ବହୁତ ଆରମ୍ଭରୁ କୌରବମାନେ ପାଣ୍ଡବମାନଙ୍କୁ ହତ୍ୟା କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଯୋଜନା ଚକ୍ରାନ୍ତ କରୁଥିଲେ। Particularly, when they were children, the Kauravas, they were 100 brothers, and Pandavas, they were 5. Kauravamane 100 bhai thile, Pandavamane 5 bhai thile. Kindu, the Pandavas, they were having so much good qualities, so much good qualities, that they were praised by the dwellers of Hastinapur. Hastinapurvasi mane, Pandavamanaku ete bhala guna raichi, samaste prashansa karuthile. And Kauravas, they could not tolerate this. Kauravamane semane sahi parunathile. So they started making plan to kill Pandavas. The first attempt was to give poisonous sweet to poisonous ladu to Bhishma, to Bhima. Prathama tankara aarambha hoitila Bhima ko bisaradu deitile. Bisaradu deitile. They were having a palace near, of course their palace is near Ganga, that is Hastinapur, that is Meerut, present day Meerut in UP, Uttar Pradesh. So, but they have specially constructed a guest house near that Ganga, near the Ganga, for their children to play. They were the kings. They have no dearth of riches. Agar konsi dhanara bhav nahi. Then it is stated in this connection that it is stated that there were 20 lakh chairs made up of gold in the assembly of hall of Hastinapur. Kodiye lakhya sunara singhasana thila se Hastinapur Raj Sabhare. From that you can understand the richness of this the king. Rajangara eithura ami jani parba kete tangar dhana thila. So they have constructed a guest house near Ganges. Ganga nadire, Ganga nadi natatare, tangar gote karithile pila man khelibe. So once in this way there are so many histories, so many stories were there. They wanted to kill Bhima because Bhima is very much healthy and very strong. So much strength was there. That's why they wanted to wipe out Bhima. So they gave him in some plot. They made a plot and they gave him a poisonous ladu. And Bhima was very fond of ladus. Then Bhima took so much ladus. Bhima, fiber both expert. Then Dantu the third day gala ladu, she khaya pyaaramkar. But it was poisonous. Then it was not known to other Pandav brothers. Anya Bhishma bhavare Yudhishthira Maharaj, they man sabu jana nathila. They would have tanka chakranta hoichili. Then finally, when Bhima was killed by this poisonous ladu, they threw him to Ganga. Ganga re pingi deikri kandiya pe aarambha kale. Hey, boy, drown, Bhima, drown, Bhima, drown, in that way, shouted. Bhima, jalar budi gala, jalar budi gala, and kahi kiri. Pandava mani madhima krandhan kare pe aarambha kale. So Pandavas also tried. In this way they came back to their palace, and at that time the Kauravas, they thought that Bhima was killed, and Pandavas, they were actually sorry for their brother. So Kunti Devi was also there, so they cried, sincerely they cried, and the demise of they thought that Bhima had been killed, they thought Bhima was drowned in the Ganges. They didn't know that they had made some plot against Bhima. So anyway, what happened actually, that Bhima, in that this Ganges comes from the spiritual world. Ganga, Bhagavad Dham Vaishchandi. It is stated that Bhagavad Gita, Kinchida Dhita, Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita, Sakroda Pijena Murala Samarta, Priyatatasya Aja Menana Chacha Vajagovindam Govindam Bhaja Moodhamate The greatness of Ganges is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto. And this song particularly written by Shankaracharya in Mahamudgara. Here in this song it is said that Bhagavad Gita kinchid adhita. If you read Bhagavad Gita, a little, kinchid adhita. And Ganga jalalava kaniga pita. If you drink a very little drop of Ganges water. And Sakruta Vijena Murari Samarcha. If you worship Murari, the Lord Krishna, Sakrut wants only. Kriyate tasya jamena na charcha. His account is not opened in the Jamaraj, near Jamaraj. Jamaraj, Tankar Vishravati, dekhiwe nahi. Tankar kati dewe, kanji kati jiwa Tankar. It is also described by Prabhupada Maharaj, also quoted this point in his purport, in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto. So, anyway, my point is that Ganga directly comes from the spiritual world and enters through heaven, heavenly planets, that is from Satyaloka down like that, comes to earthly planet, that is to earth. And then from earth it goes down again and goes to Patal Loka. In this way there are 14 planets in this material world. The Ganga is throughout the planets. Ganga is throughout the planet. Three planetary systems. These are 14 planetary systems, but it is said as three planetary systems. Madhya, Urdhva, and Nicha. Middle, higher planets and lower planets. Middle planet is Prithivi. A Prithivi ita hoj madhya raichi, upare chhati loka raichi, sarga kana, bhava loka, sarga loka, mat loka, jana loka ityadi. These are all six planetary systems above earth. And there are seven planetary systems below earth. Atala, vitala, sutala, patala, taratala, ityadi, like that. And Ganga flows throughout the 14 planetary systems. There is also this Ganga's descent to this earth as described in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto. 5th canto, Bhagiratha. That's why Ganga is known as Bhagiratha. Bhagiratha means Bhagiratha was able to bring Ganga from heaven to earth planet. There is also some history there. Anyway, my point is that Ganga is also flowing in Patal Loka. In Patal Loka, and when Bhima was thrown to the Ganges, he went to Patal Loka. Ganga Mirutra, Ganga Pingidya Gala, Bhima, Muttuparana Kartile, in Patal Loka Le Pantile. They are some forefathers of this Bhima was there. He was a friend of Vasuki. Vasuki is the ruler of Patal Loka. Vasuki is a opulence of the Lord. Sarpanam asi Vasuki, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter. Sarpamana visarmodi Vasuki. So, when Bhima reached that Patal Loka, there are so many snakes were there, nagas were there, and they started biting Bhima. He is a strong boy. They started biting Bhima. And poison was removed by other poisons. Given to a poison affected person became a medicine. Poison also has medicinal value. Bishar madhya osadhi guna raichi. Tenu ye jo osadha deithile, poison deithile, से जो तांकर ना सर्पमान कर विष द्वारा से तो भला ही गला विष चली गला दैट इज द अरेंजमेंट इन द लॉर्ड भगवान की व्यवस्था एंड भीमा गॉट लाइफ भीमा जीवन प्राप्त हो गले तेणु से सर्पमान जो बाड़िया पे आरंभ करे सर्पमान गोटे सर्प को धरिया गोटे सर्प को बाड़िया पे आरंभ कले ये भाव आरंभ कले हत्या करने ही स्टार्टेड किलिंग द स्नेक्स. One snake, he beat other snakes, like that. Beaten. In this way, the snakes were being killed. So, when this incident was known to Patal, Vasuki, so that Bhima was taken to Vasuki. ବିମୁକ୍ତିଆ ଗଲା ବାସୁଦେବ ପାଖକୁ। ସେହି ସମୟରେ ବାସୁଦେବ ଫ୍ରେଣ୍ଡ ବା ଦେୟାର ହୁଇଜ ଫୋର୍ ଫାଦର ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଭୀମ। ଭୀମଙ୍କର ପୂର୍ବ ବଂଶଧର ଥିଲେ, ସେଠି ବାସୁଦେବଙ୍କର ସାଙ୍ଗ ଥିଲେ, ଫ୍ରେଣ୍ଡ ଥିଲେ। ସୋ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ହି ନ୍ୟୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଭୀମ, ହି ଇଜ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ପଣ୍ଡୁ ପୁତ୍ର, ସୋ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଭେରି ପ୍ଲିଜ୍। ସୋ ହି ରିକ୍ୱେଷ୍ଟେଡ୍ ହି ରିକ୍ୱେଷ୍ଟେଡ୍ ବାସୁକି ଟୁ ୱେଲକମ୍ ଭୀମ। ଭୀମଙ୍କୁ ସ୍ୱାଗତ କରାଗଲା, ସ୍ୱାଗତ କରାଗଲା, ବହୁତ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଦିଆଗଲା। ସେ ଅମୃତ ଦେବାର ନେକ୍ଟାର ବଡ଼ ସବୁ ନେକ୍ଟାର ଇନ୍ ପାତାଳ ଲୋକ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇଚ୍ ପଟ ଇଫ୍ ସମ୍ୱାନ୍ ଇଟ୍ସ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପଟ ଅଫ୍ ନେକ୍ଟାର ୟୁ ୱିଲ୍ ଗେଟ୍ 1000 ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଅଫ୍ ଇକ୍ୱାଲ୍ ଟୁ 1000 ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ। ସେ ଗୋଟିଏର ଯେଉଁ ଭାଣ୍ଡ ରହିଛି ତାକୁ ଯଦି ପାନ କରିବେ ତାହେଲେ 1000 ହାତରେ ବଳ ହେବ। ଆଣ୍ଡ ଭୀମ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଡ୍ରିଙ୍କିଙ୍ଗ 8 ପଟ୍ସ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ମିନ୍ସ 8000 ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ହି ଗଟ୍। 8000 ହାତରେ ବଳ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହେଲେ, 8 କୁଣ୍ଡ ପାନ କଲେ, 8000 ହାତରେ ବଳ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହେଲେ। ତାଙ୍କର ଆଗରୁ ଥିଲା 2000 ହାତରେ ବଳ, ହି ୱାଜ୍ ହାଭିଙ୍ଗ 2000 ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଅଫ୍ 2000 ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟସ୍। ସୋ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ହି ହାଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଅଫ୍ 10000 ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟସ୍। ସୋ ପାଣ୍ଡ ପରବଜ ୱାଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ କିଲ୍ ଭୀମ ବଟ୍ ହି କେମ୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ମୋର୍ ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ। ସୋ ମେନି ଇନ୍ସିଡେଣ୍ଟ, ସୋ ମେନି ପ୍ଲଟ୍ସ ଏଗେନ୍ସ୍ଟ ପାଣ୍ଡବଜ୍। ସୋ ଏନିୱେ ଫାଇନାଲି ୱେନ୍ ଦି ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦ୍ରୁପଦ କନ୍ୟା ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଦ୍ରୌପଦୀ, ଦେନ୍ ଭୀଷ୍ମଦେବ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଦର୍ସ ଦେ ଆଡ଼ଭାଇସ୍ ଧୃତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ୟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଦେମ୍ ଏ ସେପରେଟ୍ ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଟୁ ଦେମ୍, ଡିଭାଇଡ୍ ୟୁର ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ, ଡିଭାଇଡ୍ ୟୁର କଣ୍ଟ୍ରି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗିଭ୍ ଦେମ୍ ହାଫ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି କଣ୍ଟ୍ରି। ସୋ ଧୃତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ର ଆଉଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଡିଭାଇଡେଡ୍ ହିଜ୍ କଣ୍ଟ୍ରି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଗେଭ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ, ଇଟ୍ ଇସ୍ ସେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ହିୟର୍, ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଖାଣ୍ଡବ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦିଲ୍ଲୀ, ପ୍ରେଜେଣ୍ଟ ଦିଲ୍ଲୀ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ନାଓ। ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଡେଜର୍ଟ, ଖାଣ୍ଡବ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ମିନ୍ ମରୁଭୂମି, ସେଟା ଗୋଟେ ଡେଜର୍ଟ ମରୁଭୂମି ଥିଲା। କିନ୍ତୁ ୱେନ୍ ପାଣ୍ଡବ ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଦେୟା, ୱେନ୍ ଯତ୍ର ଯୋଗେଶ୍ୱର କୃଷ୍ଣ ଯତ୍ର ପାଠ ଧନୁଧର ତତ୍ର ଶ୍ରୀ ବିଜୟ ଭୂତି ଧୁବାନ ଇତିର ମତିର ମମ, ୱେନ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଯତ୍ର ଯୋଗେଶ୍ୱର କୃଷ୍ଣ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ମିଷ୍ଟିକ୍ ପାୱାର୍ସ, ଯତ୍ର ପାର୍ଥ ଧନୁଧର ହୁଆର୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ପାର୍ଥ ମିନ୍ସ ଦିସ୍ ଅର୍ଜୁନ ହୁଜ୍ ହାଭିଂ ଗାଣ୍ଡିବ ଧନୁ, ଫେମସ୍ ଗାଣ୍ଡିବ ଧନୁ ଗାଣ୍ଡିବ ଭୋ ଆଣ୍ଡ ତତ୍ର ଦେଆର୍ ଏଭ୍ରି ଅପୋନେଣ୍ଟ ଶୁଡ୍ ବି ଦେଆର୍, ସି ମିନ୍ସ ଅପୋନେଣ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେର୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଭିକ୍ଟ୍ରି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେର୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଭୂତି, ଭୂତି ମିନ୍ସ ଏକ୍ସଟ୍ରାଡିନାରୀ ପାୱାର ବିଭୂତି ଭୂତି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଧ୍ରୁବା ନୀତି ମଧ୍ୟ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ମୋରାଲିଟି ନୀତି ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଫିକ୍ସ ଧ୍ରୁବା। ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଓପିନିଅନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସଞ୍ଜୟ ହୁ ହାଜ୍ ଗଟ୍ ଡିଭାଇନ୍ ଭିଜନ। ସଞ୍ଜୟ ଯିଏକି ବ୍ୟାସଦେବଙ୍କ କୃପାରୁ ଦିବ୍ୟ ଶକ୍ତି ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ସେ ଏକଥା କହୁଛନ୍ତି। ତେଣୁ ଖାଣ୍ଡବ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ବିକେମ୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର ପ୍ରସ୍ଥ, ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଦେ ଲର୍ଡ ୱାଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଦେମ୍ ରିଚେସ୍, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ସ ୱାଇ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମାନ। ସୋ ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ହି ୱେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଖାଣ୍ଡବ ପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ବଟ୍ ହି ମେଡ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଟୁ ଆଜ୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ, ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ ମିନ୍ସ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ଇକ୍ୱିଭାଲେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଦି ହେଭେନ୍ଲି କିଙ୍ଗ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର, ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଅପୁଲେନ୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର୍ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପ୍ରସ୍ଥ। ସୋ ହିୟର୍ ଇ ସେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ରତିଥାନ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ୱାଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ସି ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍, ପାଣ୍ଡବସ୍ ଆର୍ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହାଜ ଆଲ୍ସୋ ମ୍ୟାରେଡ୍, ହି ହାଜ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ୱାଇଫ୍ସ ଆଟ୍ ଦଟ୍ ଟାଇମ୍, ହି ହାଜ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ୱାଇଫ୍ସ, ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରୁକ୍ମିଣୀ, ସେକେଣ୍ଡ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଇଜ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ନେମ୍ ଜାମ୍ବବତୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଥାର୍ଡ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସତ୍ୟଭାମା, ହି ହାଜ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ୱାଇଫ୍ସ। ସୋ ବଳରାମ ହାଜ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ୱାନ୍ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରେବତୀ। ବଳରାମ୍ସ ମ୍ୟାରେଜ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଡିଟେଲ୍, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ 9th କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟୋ ଇଟ୍ ସେଲ୍ଫ ଆଇ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବିଂ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ଜେନିଓଲୋଜି ଦିସ୍ ପଏଣ୍ଟ ୱାଜ୍ ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଶର୍ଟଲି ଡେସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ Actually, Revati belonged to Saptayuga. But his father, her father wanted to find out who is the actual husband of his daughter. So he went to Brahma Loka, where Brahma was there. There, Brahma was busy in management, so there was a little delay. So by that time, and there are so many ages passed. So at that time, Dwapar Yuga was going on, and Brahma advised Revata or Kakudmi, the father of Revati, that you go immediately to Dwaraka and give your daughter in marriage to Balaram, not Balaram. So this marriage was not described in detail. Balaram ka vivaha taku ete vistar bhar varna kara jai nahi. Tenu, here also it is said that Balaram was not accompanying Krishna. You see, here, Jujudhana Dibhibhuta, he went to Indraprastha along with Jujudhana. Jujudhana's name was also in Bhagavad Gita. Jujudhana Viratasya Drupadasya Maharatha. They were in the Pandava side. Jujudhana was a great fighter. He is a disciple of Arjuna. He learnt this art of archery or Dhanurvidya from Arjuna, Yudhana. He actually is Sattaki. He is Sattaki. Another name is Yudhana. So, Sattaki. So, along with them he went, but there is no mention of, and also acharyas they say that Balaram did not accompany Krishna because Krishna is going to marry. So how elder brother will go there? That's why Balaram was not there. So anyway, it is said that Jujudhana Dibhibhuta, that actually lords have so many intentions, and the lord goes with so many side effects will be there. Well, lord will be there means it has so much effect, it cannot be counted. These much effects will be there by going up the lord. When the lord goes there to this Indraprastha, the people of Indraprastha, how they would have been happy. Swagatam Krishna, Suswagatam Krishna, Swagatam, Suswagatam, Saranagatam Krishna. They all welcome Krishna and his entrance. So, when समस्त भगवान एवं तांकर जुजुधान आदि भी अब अन्य मानव से कथा रचन दी तंग नहीं जादू जादूवान को कर्जन जादूवान को नहीं कर भगवान कर ले भगवान को ये पुरुषोत्तम एंड श्रीमान दी टू श्रीमान दिस एडजेक्टिव इज गिवन टू द लॉर्ड पुरुषोत्तम ये दी सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है पुरुषोत्तम. There are three types. One is Adhama, another is Madhyama, another is Uttama. Adhama, Madhyama, Uttama. The most fallen, the middle person, middle one, and the highest one. Uttama, Madhyama, Adhama. The Lord is Uttama. Uttama Purusha. Actually, he is a Purusha. Purusha, Prabhupada Maharaj says, Purusha means enjoyer. We think ourselves as Purusha and some think themselves as Stree. Purusha and Stree, they think. But actually, our internal mood is that we are all Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. We are all enjoyer. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter that Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan guna karanam guna sangosya sadasat joni jannasu. Here, even the ladies or the women, they are also Purusha, they are also male. And the males are also males. Because why females are males? Because all want to enjoy. They all want to enjoy. Purusha prakriti stohi. How they enjoy? Through these modes of nature, prakriti. Mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Purusha prakriti bhunkte prakriti jan guna. They enjoy these guna, Gunan means these are like a shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. These are the, from this material, the three modes of nature. Shabda, I mean sound, sparsha means touch, rupa means form, rasa means mellow, and shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha means scent, flavor. So in this way, all want to enjoy. That is the enjoying mentality, that's why they are enjoyer. They think themselves they are enjoyer, but they are not enjoyer. The Lord is the only enjoyer. But because we want to enjoy independent of the Lord, that's why we are in this spiritual, we are in this material world. We are fallen in this material world. Yes, I am going to go. So actual enjoyer is the Lord, Purusha. He is the real Purusha. Arjuna says to the Lord, Param Brahma, Param Dhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Vajam Vibhu. In Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Arjuna says, Arjuna prays to the Lord in this way. He is Param Brahma. I have described that day. Param Brahma is the Param Brahma, Param Dhama, is the center of all. And Param Brahma, super soul like that. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, he is most Pavitra, means most pure Pavitra. Pavitram Param Bhava. And Purusham Sha, he is the real Purusha, real enjoyer. And Shashvatam means all time to come. Shashvatam, eternal, eternity. He is always enjoyer. And he is Divya. Divya means he is not in this material world, he is above transcendental. Divyam. Adi Devam is the first Lord. Adi Devam. Ajam Bhivum. Ajam means he is unborn. Ajam. And Bhivum means unlimited. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Vaitram, Param Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhu. Bhagavan Arjuna Evali Bhagavan Prathana Karsandi. Bhagavan was a Prapurta Purusha. And not only Purusha, he is Purushottama. The best among all Purusha. No one can be equal, and what to speak of exceeding the Lord. No one can be equal to him, and no one can supersede him. Purushottama. Ishvara Parama Krishna is the highest personality. Even Balaram cannot require also the Lord Krishna, though Balaram is the first expansion of the Lord. Balaram Dhyo Bhagavan Pratham Vistar, Balaram Madhyam Bhagavan Sattva Kei Samana Hi Parivina. It has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam Charitamrita. There are unlimited qualities of the Lord, and they are categorized under 64 elements. 64 guna actually kaha jaa. All the living entities, they can get up to 50 qualities of the Lord in small degree. Jivamane brahman ko parjanta ei bhagavan jo guna rahi 64 guna rahi ji 50 guna parjanta prapta hoi paribe. And above living entity of above brahma is Shivaji, Lord Shivaji. He has five more qualities. Tankara al panchati adhika guna raichi, panchamanti guna raichi. And above Lord Shiva is Lord Vishnu. Vishnus are there. They are having more five qualities. Tankara al panchati guna raichi, satyati guna tankataka raichi. They are having 60 qualities, Vishnus. But Krishna is 64. Chausatiti guna raichi, a charity which is special, Lord Krishna. No one can equal Lord Krishna. These four qualities, no, even Vishnus cannot be equal with the Lord Krishna. What are these four qualities? It is described in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. Leela, Premna, these are the qualities. Leela Purushottam, yesterday I discussed Leela Purushottam. No one can be equal to the Lord in his Leela, pastimes, Leela Purushottam. Leela Purushottam. And Prema, Prema Purushottam. He bestows love to all, Prema. Leela, Premna, and Venumadhuri. Venumadhuri means flute. No one has been having flute. Leela, Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Venumadhuri, and Rupa Madhuri. His beauty. No one can equal his beauty. Varha Pidam, what is that? Benum Kwanantam Ravinda Dadayata Chang, Varhavatam Samasita Madasundarangam, Kandar Kapoti Kamani Avisesa Sobham, Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, this is his beauty. He is having, what is that? Venu Panantam Aravind Dalayata, Venu Madhuri. All other incarnations of the Lord, no one is having that Venu. Only in Krishna, that too in Vrindavan only, not in Mathura or Dwaraka. Krishna, Vrindavan only is having few. That is his Madhurya, Madhurya Lila. He is having that flute, Vrindavan, that Bansi, flute Madhuri. There is a chapter in Bhagavatam called Venu Gita. That is 10th canto, 21st chapter, Venu Gita. That Venu, so much qualities, Venu. And Rupa Madhuri, the Lord's form is so beautiful, no one can equal, what to speak of exceeding the beauty of the Lord. That is Rupa Madhuri. Varhavatam Samasita Bandha Sundarangam. Sundarangam. Very beautiful. And in his head there is a pickup feather. Varhapidam. Even one should not put this pickup feather over the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he is the Lord Krishna. Because there is mood. This statement is given by His Godliness Gaura Goswami Maharaj. Because Mahaprabhu came in the mood of devotee. So if we decorate them as the Lord, he won't be happy. He won't be happy. We see in several different, even in ISKCON temples also we see that this Mahaprabhu is decorated with pickup feather. That is Rasavahasa. That is actually, the Lord doesn't enjoy it. Lord doesn't like this. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's Bhava. Anyway, so this Rupa Madhuri, and this Rupa Madhuri, you also described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 21st chapter, that Varaha Pidam Natavara Vapu, like that. When Sukadeva Goswami was meditating upon Brahma, when he heard this sloka, this verse, he became attracted. And he started learning Bhagavatam. Some verses are there in Bhagavatam. When hearing these verses, Sukadeva Goswami was very much attracted. So, in this way, Nakvajai Sukadeva Goswami, Jethole Dhyana Kurutile, Brahma Chintan Kurutile, Bhagavatam Ara Ekatari Sloka Sunigiri, Yakasate Gasitile. Evo Se Bhagavatam Sravan Kale, Tanga Pitanga Taru. So, this is the beauty of the Lord. No one can equal and what to think of exceeding the Lord's beauty, Lord Krishna beauty, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, in pastimes, also. In these four items, no one can equal the Lord or exceed the Lord. No one can. That's why Purushottama, Pratitam Purushottama, Indraprastham Gata Sriman. Here also the Lord is addressed as Sriman. Sriman means? Sri means Lakshmi. He is the husband of Lakshmi, Sriman. Sriman. When Lakshmi is there, if someone gets the mercy of Lakshmi, he won't remain poor. He will be the richest person in the world. The richest person in the world at present, it is because he has got the mercy of Lakshmidevi. If he doesn't get the mercy of Lakshmidevi, he cannot be richest person. Richest person. And this richest person we see in the world also, in the history we see, this richest person changes. Today somebody may be the richest, but tomorrow he may not be the richest. Another person may be the richest. That means Lakshmi Devi doesn't favor that person always. Because Lakshmi Devi is known as Chanchala. He is very Chanchala. He is very
changing.
Changing. Like Chanchala. Just like our mind.
Stay in one place.
But he became Achanchala. He became steadfast. When? She became steadfast. When? She serves the Lord. When she saw, jatabhale she chanchala, Lakshmi Devi chanchala bilu bhaja, kendu jatabhale she bhagavan ko sevara nijukta thandi, jatabhale she achanchala hai jandi. So those devotees, who are the devotees of the Lord, their richness doesn't vary. They remain always the highest, richest person in the world. And Prabhupada is the richest person in the world. And there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, 5th chapter, Lord Brahma prays to the Lord. Praise Vuri Alpasarani Karmani Vipadani Ba Dehinam Vishayatana Nata Thevar Pitantui. Those who are not devotees, they perform so much labor, praise Vuri, so much austerity, they are so much labor. But they get very little essence, sara. They get very little result. Karmani vipadani ba. Or all their activities become failure. Here ba means not either or. No, definitely. Ba means nischinda bhavare. Definitely their all activities become failure. Karmani vipadani ba. Dehinam visyartana. Those dehis, those living entities who are perturbed by so many material desires, desire-tana, non-tathiva-arpitam-tahi. But for those who are devotees of your Lord, that thing doesn't happen to them. In this verse, a shlokare, Prabhupada Maharaj Kaisandhi, Prabhupada Maharaj started our ISKCON movement in 40 rupees. And when Prabhupada Maharaj was giving this purport to this verse, it is around 75 or something like that. At that time, he said, our property is more than 40 crore. Within a period of 12 years, we got such a, how many times it expanded, you see? 40 rupees became 40 crore. Is there any history? This is not in Guinness Book of Record. This would have been in Guinness Book of Record. এইটা হচ্ছে আমার স্পিরিচুয়াল গিনিস বুক অফ রেকর্ড এটা রহিবা কথা কিন্তু এই পর্যন্ত এটা রই নাই প্রভুপাদ মহারাজ সেক লাইক দ্যাট দ্যাট ইজ নো সচ ইনসিডেন্ট অ্যাট 40 রুপিজ বিকেম 40 ক্রোর উইদিন এ পিরিয়ড অফ অনলি 10 টু 12 ইয়ার্স গিনিস বুক অফ রেকর্ড দে ডোন্ট গিভ রেকর্ড অফ দিস থিংস দে ডোন্ট কিপ রেকর্ড সো দে ডোন্ট নো অর দিস থিং ইজ নট গিভেন টু দেম মে নট বি এনিওয়ে হোয়াট এভার ইট মে বি my point is that Sriman means he is the husband of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmipati se, Sriyapati, Jagyapati, Prajapati, Dhyapati, Lokapati, Dharapati, Patir, Gatishtan, Dakabhrishna, Sattatan, Prasidatan, Mim Bhagavan, Satanpati. He is the husband of all. Sriyapati. Sriyapati means he is the husband of Lakshmi Devi. Sriyapati. And Jagyapati. Jagyapati means he is the master of all Jagya, fire sacrifices, Jagya. This is described by Sukadeva Goswami in 2nd canto, 4th chapter. This is in 13 verses, the Sukadeva Goswami invokes the Lord. Bhagavan Pramangalacharana Karsan Charity Shlokare, Tadhari Yogati Shloka, Ditya Skanda, 2nd canto, 4th chapter. Text 20. You can find out that they are Sriyapati, Jagyapati. He is the master of all fire sacrifices, Jagyapati. And Prajapati. He is the master of all people, all Prajapati. And Dhyapati. Dhyapati means he is the master of our intelligence. Dhyapati. And Dhyapati Lokapati. Lokapati means he is master of all the planets. All the planets. And Dhyapati Lokapati Dharapati. Dharapati means he is the husband of the Sarth. Dharapati. This stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, text 20. He is the Dhyapati Lokapati Dharapati. Dharapati means he is the proprietor of all planets. Dharapati means he is the proprietor of Earth. Dhara, supreme, he is the husband of Earth. Dharapati. And their son is Bhomasura. Their son is Bhomasura, and it will describe in the next word, next chapter, 59th chapter. The Lord will marry 16,100 wives. Marry 16,100 ladies, and they are kept in prison by Bhomasura, who is the son of this Lord. And he is the son of Prithvi Devi also. When the Lord in the incarnation of Boar was lifting up, at that time this son was took bath. He is known as Bhomasura. Bhumi Devinkar Putra, Bhomasura will kwa jaya, se aparadhyar varna kara jiva bhagavanta bhatya kari. Evo 16,000 ku vibhava kari, panna ku vibhava kari. In this way, Lord's marriage pastimes will be complete. 16,108. He didn't take one more. He didn't take, but he didn't marry one more. Only 16,108. That is a unique number. 16,108. So in this way, Dharapati, Lokapati Dharapati, and Pati Gati Sandhaka Vishnu Sattvatam. He is also he is the husband, and he is the supreme end destination of all the dynasties like Andhaka, Vrishni, and Sattvatam. So let that Lord be pleased with me. Sukadeva Goswami, praise the Lord. Prasidatam me satangpati. Prasidatam, that Lord may be pleased with me. One should invoke the Lord before speaking something about the Lord. Without Lord's mercy, one cannot say anything. Bhagavan ka krupa na hale, ami kichi kahi pariba nahi. Sukadeva Goswami did not invoke this, give this invocation in the beginning. Jaya Sri Sitarama Pandu ki. Because he stated in Srimad Bhagavatam second canto that when Parikshit Maharaj asked some questions in first canto 19th chapter, that is the last chapter, and the second canto begins with Sukadeva Goswami glorifying the question of Parikshit Maharaj and started answering the question. Parikshit Maharaj prashna re evadi abhibhut hai jaitu Sukadeva Goswami Bhagavan par mangala acharan kari abhi bhuli gal. And he remembered it in fourth chapter. Then Seita Gusei Chaturtha Dhyaya Manupakele Shadun Therodi Shlokare Bhagavan Kra Mangala Charana Karsandi. Therodi Shlokare Bhagavan Mangala Charana Karsandi Tadri Guti Shloka. So he is Sima. He is the husband of Lakshmi Devi. And when Lakshmi Devi, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam fifth canto. So many, all want to get richness. Or property, material property they want. Everyone wants dhana. Dhanam dehi, dhanam dehi. In this way they pray Durga Devi. They pray Durga Devi. But no one prays to Lord Krishna. Because to Lord Krishna, what we should pray to Lord Krishna? Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kavitam va jagadisa kame. Mamajanmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahitinti. You don't want anything. Only you want ahituki bhakti. That is causeless devotional service to the Lord. Ahituki bhakti. Even we don't want liberation. I madhya mukti chahuna. Janme janme. That's why Mahaprabhu says. Janmani janmani sare. Every bath. We may take every bath. Bath after bath after bath. But every bath we let us get that causeless and devotional service to the Lord. That is also stated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sarge pasu pakhi hai thaki sarge vani rahe tava bhakti rahu bhakti vinodaru dahe. So, Bhaktivinoda says that I may after death, I may be in heavenly planet or in a hellish planet, or I may be animal or a bird also. But my prayer to you that in each life I may have this causeless devotion for you. That's for the bhakti. So in this way here, but the Lord, even if one doesn't want richness or riches, but the Lord awards it, that riches to that devotee. Just like Sudama and Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj awarded him Dhruva planet. So in this way, he is Sriman. He is full with so much richness. He is going. And when the Lord goes there, Supreme Purushottam, when God goes there, that was actually not Indraprastha, that was Khandaprastha. But when the Lord put his lotus feet there, it became Indraprastha. No more body went there, or no more, whatever you may say, it became full with so much riches. Indraprastha. Indra was envious of the riches of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So much riches were there. Duryodhana became envious also. Duryodhana. That's why battle of Kurukshetra started. So in this way, we see that Indraprastha Gatha Srima Yudhodhana Divikuta. Yudhodhana means Satyaki. Along with Satyaki and others, and the Lord went to that Indraprastha, that is present at Delhi, that is Indraprastha. From Dwaraka, he went there. So it will describe in the next verse, or to go upon, 58 verses are there in this chapter. Here, it is stated by Sanatana Goswami that Purushottama iti bhakta vatsalyadi asesa sat purusha gunabhattvam sutayati. Why it is said Purushottama? Because he has so much qualities, and among these qualities, the most important quality is bhakta vatsalya. Devotees are very dear to him. That is bhakta vatsalya adi. So many qualities are Lord having. That's why he is called Purushottama. Sat purusha gunavattvam. Sat purusha and asat purusha are there. So Purushottama means all qualities of Sat Purusha are there, including Bhakta Vatsalya. That is, that devotees are very dear to him. So, this is described in Mahabharata Adiparva. Mahabharata Adiparva, it is Varna Karajaiti. Then, Siman, here, why the word Siman is used? It is because Mahasamrudaya Savamana San Chira Mahapta Dukhana Tesang Savra Samrudhim Pradadam Iti Bhava. So far, Pandavas, up to at that time, the Pandavas, the Lord's age was more than 30 years. More than 30 years at that time. The Pandavas are also of the same age. Particularly, Arjuna was of the same age of Krishna. Bhima is 1 year older, and Yudhishthira Maharaj 2 years older at that time. So, all these years, Sanatana Goswami says, all these years, chiram after dukkhana tesa, so far they have remained in distress. Always Kaurava wanted to kill them. And somehow or other, when they married Draupadi, Dhritarashtra Maharaj gave him a land which is a barren land. There is a very nice song in our Odia. There is a very nice song. It is said that कौन से श्लोक से गीतटा कौन बाछी बाछी कर देले ये चाकुंडा बनले उठे नहीं गोटे रही कौन से श्लोक कि मणि सीए ता ना जदुमणि जदुमणि गोटे दैट इज ए वेरी फेमस पोएट इन इंडिया आई मीन ओडिशा आई सेड दैट द लॉर्ड गिव्स मी सम अश्योर्ड मी टू गिव सम बेनेडिक्शन बट ही गेव इट आफ्टर लॉन्ग डिले एंड दैट टू ही गेव अ लैंड इन व्हिच इट इज बैरन लैंड बट एमी तो भुई चाकुंडा बुणिले उठाई ना जदुमणि कर गोटे गीत रही Similarly, Dhritarashtra Maharaj was so liberal that they gave his Pandavas a barren land. Gote kon gote marubhumi ko pradan kale. It is known as Khandavaprastha. Of course, there are also forests were also there, but there was no riches, no people were there, nothing was there, not developed. Just like our present new site of our ISKCON Burla, new site. Previously it was lying unutilized like that. Similar was there. But when Pandava is there, he said, the Lord's mood was that they have remained so far in distress for around 30 years. So the Lord wants to give them Sarva Samruddhim Pradadum. He wanted to give all prosperity to the Pandavas. It is one of the reasons of Lord's going there. And here Sanatana Goswami says, Sri Baladevana Asahitya. It is not stated that he went along with Balada. Why? Because Pandavesu Sneha Vishesh Abhavan. Because why Balaram did not go? Because he did not like so much his Pandavas. He liked Kauravas very much. Baladev. Duryodhana, he is a disciple of Baladev. He learned this gada, club, how to club fighting. He learned. Previously it was described when Balaram went to Mithila, he stayed there for 3 years. Apurvuram varna karche tini varsha kala raithile Mithila re, seiti Duryodhana jaiki tankaru sikhitile. Duryodhana is dear to Balaram, not Yudhishthira Maharaj. This Sanatana Goswami says, Baladev yana asahitya because Pandavesu sneha vishesha bhavat. He did not love the Pandavas so much as he loves Kauravas, Balaram. Duryodhana gurutvadina because he is the spiritual master of Duryodhana. He taught him this Gada Yudha, he taught him. And another point is Sri Kalindi parigrahadu tat sanghanupo yogadva. Because the Lord will go there to marry Kalindi. And how a elder brother will accompany the younger brother? Sanatana Goswami says, it is for that reason Baladev did not go. Baladev, jab Balane kahengi, se Bhagavan Kalindi ko vivaha karibe, tenu Balaram chuti gale nahi. In this way, so we will conclude our और क्लास जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की सम्यक गौर भक्तिंद की निधाई गौर आनंदी विल सिंग लिटिल